Hannah.
Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Brenda.
Hi, I'm going Brenda. To do that. You remember that original the hop-top prayer word by word? Well, I found it yesterday, so I will be sending it to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Y'all made it home okay, huh?
Yeah, we made it home in good time. I got the hiccups. Sorry.
Well, Chris stayed for $5.
Good.
He stayed late, so I made it.
Shavua Tov. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakar. Hello? Are you there, still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I just heard something.
They just muted, though, after we tell you hello. So, our Shavua Tov. Okay, I'm going to mute again.
I'm going to mute. I've got the hiccups.
Is anybody else hearing that?
Amy's on.
No, I know there's people on, but I'm hearing a message from the conference system. So I'm going to hang up and call back.
Okay.
Shavua Tov. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha.
Zokre kedushata
Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into the space, we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. To remove the negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Bechanun. Erech Apayim. Virav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alapim. Nosea won vafesha, the chata'a vinake. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the various years. And we're going to start with the Lashem Yehud Kutchabarichu, Ishkinte Bikilu, Urchimu, Chilu, Chilu, Urchimu, Leata Lashem Yude Bavavhe. Bechuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. It's one of two verses we're saying that connect us to this year of 5777, the year of the wake up or the year of the goat. O Tzaduni Katsipor, O Yavai Chinam. The first letters of that verse can be parsed into three words. Sats ki ach. And they translate as appear like brothers. The final letters can be permutated into two words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. And that connects us to the idea that this is not our permanent home, that we're here to do spiritual work. And then we will return to our permanent home. There is another verse, which is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, that has within it, on a equal letter distance, or a letter separation, equal letter separation, ELS, that spells the name of this year, Tafshin Ayin, Zion Ayin. Ayin Zion, excuse me. And the verse is, as I said, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim Badonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Tad Baku Kasher Hashitem ad hayom hazeh. Now we're going to the two verses that connect us to the year 5776, which was the year of pause. And whenever you need that consciousness of pause, of slowing down, of contemplating, of letting things pass you by while you evaluate what you want to do. This is the energy of the Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34, connecting to the year 5776, the year of the pause. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat. Willow Yahlu Lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot ha'mlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levad lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. That verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Ki Bia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzur Olamim. And we have three verses that connect us to the year 5775. Job chapter 7 verse 19 is the first. The year of 5775 was an opportunity to remove and swallow up the angel of death. And that process did start for some of us. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachogo yiyam. Asher yitchabe sham washaltem. Elai el nachom. Wehalati item. Wehayaim yeshno. Varetz vechipasti. O Tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. The verse is Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Begelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. And then the verse from the year 5774, which was the energy of peace in the Middle East, where we achieved the ceasefire in the south, and we say this verse, one, to keep that ceasefire in place. And we saw in the last week there were two rockets fired into the land of Israel from the south, from the Philistine, the Palestinians. And that we do need to maintain this consciousness to keep that in place and hopefully to expand it to be a full peace in all of the borders of the land of Israel. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami li Israel untati v'shakan. Tachtav v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. B'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. And now we're going to be reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Hatzinu. You can find the handout on the Parasha, Zohar Parasha Hazinu page, which you can find on the Revealed Wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open that page up, scroll down till you find the Parasha of Hazinu. It's almost to the end. Now we're starting with section 9, Pasuk 40, and this is something that was mentioned that we would be discussing this. We mentioned it in our questions and answers session, and here it is. We're discussing the three aspects of Aricha and Din. Chad Archa Dinahir Bechal Guta Dishare Dinavke Mimocha Bu Archa Din Hirin Beya Zadikayayo Leal Madiate Dikti Veorach Zadikim Keor Noga the Gomer The ad ketiv az titanag al Hashem umehai archa mit nacharim kol she'ar archin de talyan is er antin. I'm sorry, I read verse section 10. So I'm going to return to section 9. And that starts with Pasuk 37. And hopefully we'll have time to do all of them, or both of them. Tilat reshin itzgalpan da legoy min da wita ve'ela min da reshachada achmeta Tatima ade it kasyayo. Valav mit fatha. Behach meta. Da satima. Resha le kol resheya. Ishar hachmot. Resha ila atika. Kadisha satima de kol satimin. Resha de kol resha, resha de lau, resha de lau, vadal vila it yada, ma de chavwe de resha, da de la it devak, de chachmeta, de la besuch la tachnu, de al chai ikre, Berach lecha el mekomecha, behachayot ratzo, ratzo yitvashu. Those last two words are made famous by one of the Mishnahs of the Sefer Yetzirah. They translate as run and return. There are many understandings and interpretations of those words, but when it applies to the idea of thoughts, we run to the unconscious representing Chachma and return to the conscious mind representing Bina. And we need to run to Chachma to draw light or draw wisdom. But we can't utilize that wisdom till we understand it. And that's in the level of Bina, the conscious level. And that's what that's what the meaning of that is on one level. There are many other levels to contemplate. The translation of that verse. Three heads were imprinted, one inside another. That is, concealed Chachma inside the skull, and one over another, namely the unknown head above the skull. He explains, one head is concealed Chachma, which is undisclosed and unopened. This concealed Chachma is a beginning to every other beginning of other Chachmot. This is the first head from below upwards. The second head is a supernal head. The most obscure Atika Kadisha, which is the skull of Arichantin, the third head that is lofty above everything, is the head for every head, a head that is not a head. That is, its being a head indicates it is a beginning of expansion and comprehension. Yet this head is entirely incomprehensible, because no one knows, nor is it known, what is in this head, because it is attached neither to Chokhmah nor to Tibunah. It is therefore considered, therefore now flee to your place. And the living creatures ran and returned, because no comprehension can imply them. My commentary. One imprinted inside another and one over another is something like an onion. It is also related to a circle or a sphere, all related to something in 10 dimensions. The unknown head above is our quantum consciousness. Then our conscious level is in 2 sections, the right and left brains, our good metaphors. Intellect and artistic is another good metaphor. Also conscious and unconscious, that is limited to our individual lives, while the upper unknown head is an unconscious level that unifies all human beings and is the source of all human beings, as described in the Pasuk. I'm going to add more commentary that is not yet written and may never be written. We'll have to wait to determine that. These 3 levels that are within Arichantin. In the human being, we have a right and a left brain, but we also have a section of the brain that connects the two of them. But it isn't really connecting the two of them. Before the sin of Adam, there was this third level within our skulls. But after the sin of Adam, that brain fell to the level of dots. Fell through the head, it fell through the neck, and settled at the top of the chest. When we talk about the head of the heart, this is what we are referring to. Not me, this is what the Kabbalists use the term, the head of the heart. This is that unknown head that, as part of our correction, we need to elevate back to that level. Science will never discover it, because science does not relate to this understanding that what once was in Adam, the human being, is no longer in his children, the human beings, until we make this correction of unifying our head, the right and left brain, with the head of our heart. Pasuk 38. Ugin kach it atika tadisha ikre ayin devea dalyayo ayin wakali nun sare wakali nun imin mimo chasati ma'a Nafkin Bakuru Shein Bishai Shikula Vilai Chaze Kadala. The translation. For this reason, Atika Kadisha, which is the skull of Arichan Pin, is called Not, since Not derives from it, from the unknown head, that is, since the head, the skull, is close to the unknown head, which is utterly incomprehensible. It too is incomprehensible, and is therefore called Not, which indicates its complete incomprehensibility. For that reason, all hairs and tiny hairs over the skull do not come out of the skull, because no judgments are attached to it, but they come out of the concealed brain, which is the beginning of the expansion of Chachma. For supernal Chachma spreads from it. This Chachma is eventually revealed in Malchut, where there is place for judgments, and the hairs are the roots of judgment, as in, for he crushes me with a tempest, or a hair. Hence the hair of the head and beard come out of the concealed brain, though in this case there are no judgments in the hairs, but roots only. Therefore they are all smooth, that is, soft, without judgment, and they are all equal in weight, because everything here is of the same light of mercy, and the back of the neck is invisible, which indicates judgments and hind parts. According to the verse, and they have turned their back to me, and not their face. My commentary. At this level, hair on the head comes from the right column and is always merciful, and right column sharing. The hair manifests this energy at this level. We will learn more about the hair in the next section. I will also add what's not yet written. There are 13 components of hair in a male, in the beard on a man's face. Pasuk 39. Kolahu begin behai atika kadisha behad hawe kola. Behedu vila shanya marhame vialmin vitlat asar makevilan makilan virachamin ishtakach begindehai hachmata tatima adivaya mit parash tilat. Zimin li arba, arba, vihu atika, kali alone, vishalit, al kola. The translation. All this stems from the fact that this atika is the same light, namely the reign of Chasadim, which is why there is no room for judgment to appear. It is all in joy and never changes from the illumination of mercy. That is, though we distinguish between three columns, right, left, and central, in it, it never strays from the aspect of the right column and is ever of mercy and Chasadim in nature. It abides in the 13 attributes of mercy, because the hidden Chachma in it divides three times into fours, which is 12, and it, Atika itself, includes them and rules over them, and rules over everything together with it. There are 13 attributes. My commentary. The 13 attributes of mercy associated with Arichan Pin comes from the prophet Micha in what is being alluded to. We now understand that each of these brains represent the right leg and the central, and this is the three. The four is related to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. These names are lower down, yet they are metaphors for the way this is being described at this level. Finally, the Atika Kadisha itself unifies these 12 into oneness, as expressed by the number 13, which is the Hebrew word Echad. That's the end of section 9. Does anybody have any questions? I would mention to you that this coming Wednesday, being Yom Kippur, where we're not having classes, there will not be no question and answer session. So it will be 2 weeks before you can ask any questions about this idea of Arichan Pin. And yes, I understand it takes a while to contemplate what we have just read. And it's something that you will constantly contemplate through the rest of your life. Yet if you have a question, please ask it now, or know that you'll be waiting a 2-week period, unless of course you want to send me an email before then. Section 10. We have read the Aramaic. Somebody once has a question?
Yeah, I guess I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
How can we find Baruch Hashem? We all work so good. No, nothing happened at all. I have a question about the head of the heart. How
so
can
do
we
I.
find out about it? Huh?
I said, so do I.
Okay. I don't know what else do you know about it, because it's interesting. Never heard of it, and
it's described in the writings of the Kabbalists, and it raises questions because we don't think in terms that our heart has a head, but what does it mean, the head of the heart? The heart is our emotions, the seat of our emotions, according to all of the writings that are not necessarily Kabbalists, as well as the writings of the Kabbalists. And the head represents the intellect, but it also represents the Keter, the beginning. So we know that our heart has a head. It has a Keter, and that it needs to be unified. We also know that there was a fall of Adam, and within Adam there was a fall of that third brain, which I forget the medical term for it, but it's the brain that communicates between the right and the left. But it really should be on the same level as the third brain, as the other two brains should be approximately the same size or even larger, and it's smaller. So there's lots of issues involved, and as I said, I still have questions about the head of the heart. There's not much more that I can say, because there's not much more than I know at this point in my development.
Hello, do you think maybe it might be associated with, you know, sometimes we'll maybe have forgotten a person's name or a particular word, and we think on it and we think on it, and it just doesn't come to us, and then all of a sudden, maybe at midnight or the next day, the word just pops into our head? Could that be the head of the heart supplying that answer?
It could be. It might be. It's possibly that. My thoughts, what I was taught from my teachers when we talked about memory that was short term, and we can't recall a word, and we struggle. And they tell us the solution is to use binding by striking. Because what they said it was a klipa that was blocking our access to the information.
Okay.
And that by using binding by striking, by saying, I don't need to know this right now. It'll come to me in its due course. And we move on with our discussion. That's a divine trait. It's not a trait of a human being who is constantly pushing for immediate gratification. And so that is a form of binding by striking. And as we all know, that is when our memories come back. And sometimes it's immediate because the breaking of the klipa was immediate. And sometimes it's the next day. But in all cases, it's the klipa that was broken.
Okay.
So that we could gain access to that information. But that could very well be the process of unifying the head and the heart, or the head of the heart with the head of the body.
Can I say something, Hanok?
Of course.
I just came to my mind something that I read about emotional intelligence. So maybe we can make our emotions a little more intelligent. Use that brain there. I don't know.
I assume that that term comes out of psychology, correct?
I read it somewhere. I don't remember, but...
It's a dichotomy of opinions because emotions don't seem to follow intelligence. You love the guy who beats you up, God forbid. It's not that you love him, you're attracted to him. So what does it mean, the intelligent emotion? That does sound like the head of the heart, but there's another aspect to the head, which is a higher level of emotion. Remember, Bina is a mother. Bina loves her children, Zeran, Pin, and Nukva. So there's this higher level of emotion that the Kabbalists tend not to discuss at length, essentially saying, when you're ready, you'll understand it. And yes, it's a good thought. I can't say no, it's wrong, because after all, there are 70 levels of Torah, and what is truth for me is not truth for someone else. Thank you for sharing, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
I know the 13 components of the beard of a man, is that coming up in another section? Or can you kind of give us some hints as to what those 13 components might be?
It will come up in another section. It won't be coming up this year, because if you'll look on the page, we have 20 sections delivered, but most of those sections have 1 to 3 verses, so which is why there are so many, because I'm not sure where we will end up between today's class and Thursday's class. So I did as many as I felt we would need to do in case we had the time to do all of it. And none of those discuss the 13 sections of the beard. That comes in the writing of the Ari. But there are other sections of the Parsha of Hazinu, which includes the... I always make this mistake. I'm not sure if it's the Idra Rabbah I think it is the Eater, Rabba, the smaller assembly, which is basically the last information that Rabbi Shimon shared with us. But the in that section, he does discuss the hairs on the of the beard. And this section, number 10, I have to scroll up to read the title itself, but it is that path where the hairs split. So we're starting to discuss these 13 attributes, the 13 parts of the men's beard. I read an English translation of the Ari's writings on this subject. I read it about 10 years ago, and then I have mislaid that book. It's called the Something About the Orchard, and the only place you can get it, and it's an expensive book. The only place you can get it is in the Kabbalah online store. That book translates the Ari's writings for many of its sections dealing with the parashiyot, the various parashas. So that's the gist of my information on that subject that I feel comfortable describing and discussing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, what's the name of that book, Hanok?
I think it's The Garden of the Orchard or something like that. It's got a green cover with pictures of a tree on it. You'll find it if you go to the Kabbalah online store. Verse 40 is the first verse, and we've already read the Aramaic in section 10. So now for the translation of what I said at the beginning through my error. Or was it an error? One path shines in the middle of the division of the hairs that come out of the concealed brain, which is concealed Chachma. It is the path where the righteous shine in the world that is coming, as it is written, but the path of just men is like the gleam of sunlight. Then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. From this path shine all other paths that derive from Zeranpin, which are the 613 paths. My commentary. In my opinion, without Rabbi Ashlag's comments, we would have no clue as to the essence of this pasuk. With his comments, we realize that the mitzvot are connections to the higher levels of Zeranpin. And this explains something that is not usually revealed. In every lifetime, a soul has a specific mitzvah that is related to his or her essence as a future tzaddik. Pasuk 41. Hai atika sava desavin kitra ila ala ela demit atrin veya kol itrin vekitrin mit nahakrin vekol shear botsinin mineya mit lahatin tit naharan. Behu, hu botsina ila'a demira delayit yada. This atika, which is Arikantin, the oldest among the old, from which derives supernal Abba and Ima, that are considered old, is the supernal Keter above, namely Keter of Arichanpin, with which all crowns are decorated, namely all Mohin. For Mohin are considered crowns, which are the seven characteristics of the head that shall be explained, and the 13 characteristics of the beard. And the crown shine from it, which are Abba and Ima. And of the other candles, namely the seven lower sephirot, which contain judgments, glow from it and shine. Nevertheless, it itself is a hidden, supernal, unknown candle. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk is that the beards that men grow represent 13 locations which connect to the 13 attributes of mercy. I also am looking forward to learning about the seven attributes of the head, starting with their names. Or as a student of Kabbalah, do you know the names? Also, please know that this is describing a process, or the process, as well. That's the end of section 10. Does anybody have any questions? Section 11, in 2, Atika is present in 3. In 2, it is 1. Verse 42. Hai Atika ishtakach bidlat reshim uchlilan behad resha behahu resha ila a leela Leila ugin diatika kadisha itrishin bidlat ofaki posha ar butsinin denaharin minea kalilan bidlat od atika itrishin bidrain kilala diatika Bitrain U Kitra Ila Bikol Ilain Resha Bikol Reshe Wipahu Dahawe Leila Minda Dila Ichida Kachkol Shaar Utsinin Sitimin Bitrain Odatika Kadisha itrashim, biastim bechad, behuchad bekola, uchad, tachkol shear butsinim, mitkachin, mitkashrin, umitchadrin, bechad inun, chad. The translation. This Atika, namely Arikan Kin, is present in three heads, including inside one head, as together they are one head of Arikan Kin, and that one higher head, namely the unknown head, the head of Atika, is high up, namely above the three heads of Arikan Kin. And since Atika Kadisha manifests in three heads, the secret of the three columns, so do all the candles, namely the Sephirot, that radiate from it, manifest in three. Moreover, Atika Kadisha manifests in two, because Atik in all is in two. Number one, it is the supernal Keter of all higher beings, the heads of all heads. And two, and also that head above it, namely the unknown head. So do all the candles manifest in two. Furthermore, Atika Kadisha both manifests and is hidden in one. That is, all the lights within it are included in the reign of the light of Chasadim alone. It is one, and everything is one. So are all the other candles sanctified and connected and revert to one and are one. My commentary. One of the most difficult teachings in Kabbalah is how 10 sephirot are actually one. Are actually one Hashem, one God. How 4 phases are actually one. How the world of Atzilut is actually included in the lower 3 worlds. This pasuk is teaching us, do not ask these questions, just accept this premise, and all things fall into place with respect to how do things work in our world. Remember, all creation follows the 4 phases when relating to a process. All things fall into 3 columns, which are essentially 2 columns, right and left, since the center column has both right and left in balance. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? Section 12, the forward of will of Ari Chantin. It's not the forward, that's an error. It needs to be forehead of the will of Ari Chantin. Verse 43. Mitchadit gelei viatika kadisha ratzonakre deharesha ilaa dasatin veheila dila ityada eshit had turna pasimaya deitalil pamitcha. Ugin dehahurawa dekora avin itchakan the mitcha the itchalyayo the vushyata I mitcha ikre ratzon. Translation. The forehead that is revealed in Atika Kadisha, that is, in Ari Chantin, is called will. For this supernal head that is concealed above extends one force, mitigated and comely, that is included in the forehead and revealed by reconciliation. Hence this forehead is called will. My commentary. In my opinion, the forehead is a code word for Keter, just as Ari Chantin is a partsuf of Keter. The pasuk is troubling since my understanding is that there is no desire in God. The Hebrew word being translated as will is ratzon. Another translation of ratzon is desire. Since the sages have informed us that the Torah speaks in the language of man, I must be satisfied with that explanation. In essence, we cannot understand Hashem, and this idea of will is not a true desire. Pasuk 44. Vikad ratzon da itkalyayo rawa diravin ishtekach bekuru Almin v'kal tzelotin, dil tata, mit kabelin u'mit nacharin, an po gizer antin. V'kol av v'rachamei, ishtakach v'kal dinin, it amran v'it kafyayin. The translation. When will this will is exposed in the forehead, the will of all wills is present throughout the worlds. That is, this complete illumination reaches all worlds. All prayers below are accepted then. The face of Zerahin shines. Everything is in a state of mercy, and all judgments hide and are subdued. My commentary. This is why the third meal of Shabbat is called a time of goodwill. This is what we connect with prior to or as part of our Havdalah ritual, which we do every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. Please note the Pasuk says, all prayers are accepted, which is not the same as saying manifested. Does it mean only heard by Hashem, or is it more expansive than that? Pasuk 45. Disha b'ta, disha b'ta, itzlota b'mincha, dehu idan dekol binin, mitarin itkal yayo, hai mitzcha, ve'itkaf yayin, kol dinin v'ishtekahu, rachamin v'kulhu, al min uchkif ishtekah, Shabbat v'ladina, la le'ela v'la le'tata, v'afilu yeshad gehinom, ishtaka v'atreya, v'nai tichin chaya v'ya, v'alda itosa, nishmecha d'chedu v'shabecha. The translation. On Shabbat, during Mincha service, which during weekdays is a time when all judgments awaken, on Shabbat this forehead is revealed of Arichan Kin as the desire to illuminate with Chasadim. All judgments are subdued and mercy abides throughout the worlds. And Shabbat is without judgment above, as well as below. Even the fires of Gehinnom sinks into its place, and evil people take rest. Therefore, an additional soul of joy is added on Shabbat. My commentary. This translation is interesting. It is saying that souls are energy, and that implies that Hashem is energy. This is something we know, but as a physical being is difficult to understand. The rest of the Pasuk is clear as written, in my opinion. Are there any questions, thoughts, or comments? We've finished section 12, so we've read sections 9, 10, 11, and 12 tonight. Classes tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time will be a sleepout ritual service. Also on Monday morning at 8 a.m. will be a sleepout ritual service, but because of a personal appointment, I will need to leave at 8:30 West Coast time, which is not enough time to finish the handout and the other things that we will do. So for those of you who join us and who are doing that ritual, I recommend you will continue after I have to leave. Then Sunday at 10:30 West Coast time, we will have a class in preparation for Yom Kippur, which will also be our class for Monday night at 7 p.m. At 6 o'clock, there will be a Tikkuni Zohar class this tomorrow Sunday. So there's a total of 3 sessions tomorrow. Monday, there's the 8 a.m. class. At 4:30, there's a mini Zohar class. At 6, a Tikkuni Zohar class. At 7, as said, we'll continue our preparation for Yom Kippur. Tuesday morning, there will be a Slichot ritual, and that will be the last class before Yom Kippur. There are no classes Tuesday evening, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday. Thursday morning, we revert to our normal schedule, which is 4:30. There will be a mini Zohar class. Actually, there will be an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. And that no classes on Friday. And the next class after the Zohar class Thursday night will be a 6 o'clock Havdalah ritual, followed by a 7 o'clock Zohar class, followed by Sunday morning at 10:30, which will be the preparation for the holiday of Sukkot. For those of you who are building a sukkah, the best time to build your sukkah, even if all you do is lift some lumber or some of the schach, but touch the components of your sukkah after your breakfast meal on Wednesday evening. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Hello.